couple of months back, I spoke to you about trials. And if you were here, you might remember I used pictures of a butterfly and his cocoon. And I spoke about why we go through the trials and why they are important. I then ended with a few scriptures that I thought someone could read while they were going through a difficult trial that might help bring some comfort to you. Well, I'm going to be honest. It's a lot easier to say that when you're not going through something that's painful. Most of you know a few weeks ago, we lost a family member that we all loved very much. And we lost him in a very sudden and tragic way. And it was Deborah's dad, my father-in-law, Fred Richardson. And almost immediately, the questions began. You know, how could this happen? How could this happen to such a good man? And, you know, why would God allow this to happen? Now, I want to make clear that we weren't questioning our faith. We weren't questioning God. It was not like we were saying, God, how could you do this? But it was more questions within ourselves and amongst ourselves as we were searching and asking, you know, why would God let this happen? You know, Romans 8:28 says that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. And so we were asking, what good could come from this? How will this work together for good? So I began to search for something that could bring us strength or some comfort instead of the despair we were feeling. And what I found was that, you know, what it comes down to is it's just our faith in God and our faith in God's plan and our faith that God is perfect. We needed to understand that God is perfect. God is perfect in His power. He is perfect in His knowledge and wisdom. And He is perfect in His love for us. So I want to just take a few minutes to look at each of these three characteristics of God. And the first one being God's perfect power. It really helped us to understand that God is perfect in His power and He has control over everything. You know, God's power created the heavens and the earth. His power set the stars and the moons and the planets in their courses. God's power created life. It can take life. And He has the power to resurrect life. We don't always know why He chooses to do some of the things that He does or does not do. But we do know that He has the power to do whatever He wills to do. Now, we all know the story of Job. We know the trials that he went through. But when God wanted to get through to Job, what He did was He made clear to Job what His power was. Look at Job 38, if you would. Job 38. I'm going to start in verse 4. I'm not going to read all of this. I'm just going to read down through some of it. Job 38, verse 4. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched out a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstones while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garments and wrapped it in thick darkness? When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place? When I said, this far you may come and no further? Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? Jump down to 16. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness? Have you comprehended the vast expanse of the earth? Tell me, if you know all this, what is the way to the abode of light? Where does darkness reside? Can you take them to their places? Do you know the paths of their dwellings? What God is doing here is showing Job that his power is perfect and he is in control, and that he has perfect control. He didn't lose track of Job. It's not like he got busy with something and missed what was going on down here with Job. And he did not lose track of my father-in-law, Fred, either. God has the power. He has the control, and he just didn't make the choice we wanted him to make. But we know he made the right choice, and that's because of characteristic number two. And that is, God is perfect in his knowledge and wisdom. God's perfect knowledge and wisdom allows him to judge correctly and then to follow the best course of action for each one of us. And as I mentioned, it won't always be the way we want it or even maybe the way we would expect it to be. But we have to know that God knows everything and he knows what's best for us. God sees all. God knows all, and as demonstrated over and over again, as well as stated throughout our Bibles, he will never leave us. And that is because of characteristic number three. God has perfect love for us. Again, all through our Bibles, God demonstrated his commitment to us. He always makes the perfect choices based on love for us. Look, if you would, to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8:31 and 32. And then I'm going to jump down a little to 38. Verse 31, Romans 8:31 says, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us." And you think back to John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten son." Now that's a commitment to love that he has for us. I saw this recently, and I don't know how many of you watched the movie Passion of the Christ. The scene where Jesus is being beaten and scourged is probably one of the most graphic and violent ways I've ever seen that portrayed or played out on the screen. And it's heartbreaking to watch that and to see what he went through for us. That's a commitment to a love for us. I can't comprehend it. But God's love is perfect. And we jump down to verse 38. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." God is telling us here that he will never leave us or forsake us. And he demonstrates that through his perfect power, knowledge, and love for us. When my father-in-law Fred had his accident, we prayed desperately for a miracle. I later realized that we were praying for a miracle for us because we didn't want to lose someone that we loved. I asked earlier what good could come from this, and it turns out that's the real miracle. Fred is now sealed and waiting safely where nothing can ever separate him from what mattered most to him in his life, and that was his place in the kingdom of God. You see, God has perfect power, and He is in control. God has perfect knowledge, and He knows what's truly best for each one of us. And God has perfect love for us, and He is committed to us, and He will never, ever leave us. Have a great Sabbath.